Hi, my name is Adam Blecker. I'm the Executive Vice President and co-founder of Seniors in Place. Our family company provides in-home care for seniors, and we enable them to live safely and independently in their own homes. We have registered nurses, case managers, social workers, and hundreds of certified home health aides that provide in-home care across the entire state of New Jersey. So the biggest challenge is when you have a company like mine, having a distributed workforce of hundreds of caregivers that are providing in-home care and ensuring that they're where they're supposed to be, when they're supposed to be there, ensuring that you are meeting all the regulatory compliance issues, and ensuring that your team, your nurses, case managers, that they know how to get in touch with people and they know where people are and what they need. When Hurricane Sandy actually hit, it was more devastating than anybody had ever imagined. And we were in a situation where our headquarters was shut down. We had no power. And what made it even worse was we had no ability to get there. The gas lines were 2 hours long for 1 gallon of gas. Our team couldn't get to our office. So paper files, everything that we have in our office wasn't accessible to us. So all we had was the data that was on a thumb drive. It was an unbelievable circumstance. I'm sitting there with a thumb drive with all the data that we need, and I need that data to be delivered to all the people in my distributed workforce, and they weren't able to come into our office and access that information. So we had to get it to them. And how do you do that when you're in crisis? And I can recall that the day after Superstorm Sandy hit, walking downstairs and my brother and sister, who are also case managers in our company, sitting there, and we're all sort of looking at each other like, well, how do we do this? What are we going to do that's going to enable our staff coordinator, our registered nurses, our case managers to have the data that they need to ensure the safety of our clients and our employees? And that's when it hit me, after evaluating Azure for several months, that this could actually provide us with the stepping off point to give my entire workforce the access to the data that they needed. And then it hit me that, you know, we could actually do this with Azure. So we were going to give it a try. I went out of my garage, I fired up my little gas-powered portable generator, plugged my cell phone into it and used it as a mobile hotspot, fired up my laptop, took the thumb drive, plugged it in, and within 1 hour, I was able to provision enterprise-grade hardware and infrastructure, load all of our critical information into that platform, and give my team access to that information. What followed was amazing. My team suddenly had the information that they needed at the time they needed it. And we were able to reach out to our families and reach out to their loved ones. We were able to reach out to our employees and their families. And because of that ability to do that, my team was able to ensure that somebody who was running out of oxygen was able to get oxygen. It was able to take people out of freezing cold homes and get them emergency assistance and transfer by ambulance into shelters. At the same time, it enabled us to connect with their families that were in California and inform them and keep them in the loop on what was happening with their loved ones. It was unbelievable the amount of effort and work that went into what we accomplished with Superstorm Sandy. But what Azure enabled us to do, the way it enabled our platform to run and work during such a crisis, and the ability for my team to respond to that, it was unbelievable. So Superstorm Sandy served as the catalyst for us to migrate our on-premise solution to Azure. And once we did that, It was unbelievable what we were able to achieve in just such a short period of time. Suddenly our technology, where it was held captive in our office, was exposed to my team. And we were able to dream big and start to execute on those dreams. Azure gave us the infrastructure that a small business would never in a million years be able to touch. And here we were running with it. And I, you know, as a developer and an architect, I felt like a kid in a candy store. Suddenly, all these things that would have taken venture funding to be able to produce were right at my fingertips. The real tangible results to that ability is that today my nurses, my case managers, have the access to the data they need to do their job better and to provide better care for people. When my nurse walks into one of our clients' homes, one of our family's homes, and goes to check on them, before they've walked into that home, they can pull up on their tablet computer the profile, the plan of care. They know what the caregiver looks like. They know who the caregiver is and what they're capable of doing. And they can walk in such a different and well-informed manner than they would have ever been able to do before when our data was just on-premise.